This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Mike Morin and Johan Hanley. We're talking about Henry Barber Cathedral Ledge Mecca. This is a presentation happening at Tuckerman Brewing Company this Friday, 6 p.m. Doors will open. 7:15 will be the presentation itself. There is a suggested donation, and the proceeds will be going to help trail stewardship at Cathedral Ledge. For more information anytime or to participate in their online mobile auction, which we'll get into, go to clmecca.givesmart.com. That's clmecca.givesmart.com. Mike and Johan, thank you both for joining me.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's get into the mobile auction real quick, just because that is going on right now. And listeners can actually go online to that website and bid on things.
Yeah, that's correct. We have two very generous climber photographers in the valley, Jim Surrett and Brian Post, who have donated photos from their catalog. They're printed on metal. And of they're right around Brian's piece is about 12 by 36. And Jim's piece, I'm forgetting the dimensions, but they're larger prints on metal, just beautiful. Both feature Cathedral Ledge. And then Henry Barber donated a historic piece. It's a shadow box with a photo of him on his first ascent of a climbing route called Recluse. It's on the north end of Cathedral Ledge. And within this shadow box, he's included a carabiner from the first ascent and a written history of that ascent as well. And all those items people can bid on right now at the link you just talked about, and all the proceeds go to support that trail stewardship work we're doing at Cathedral Ledge this year.
So again, that is clmecca.givesmart.com. That's clmecca.givesmart.com. Henry Barber giving this presentation. I don't know anything about climbing. I assume he's a famous climber.
Yeah, we're lucky to have him here in the valley. I mean, so I actually first read about Henry living in Colorado. So he's this prolific world-renowned climber. He's been all over the world, all over the country, putting up first ascents as early as, you know, 1971. He's very well traveled. He has a lot of ascents around the world, and he cut his teeth here at Cathedral Ledge. He was actually an Appalachian, started climbing with the Appalachian Mountain Club down around Boston prior to the 70s. And he's a very well-known climber. We happen to live locally here.
So he's talking about Cathedral Ledge Mecca. Do you know anything about this presentation? Is this going to be a surprise for you?
We've talked about it a fair bit. It's a history of Cathedral Ledge and looking at how the climbing at Cathedral has been influenced by both the ethics of places like Dresden in Germany and other locations internationally as well as nationally, and then how the location, the climbing area, has influenced climbers that kind of cut their teeth here in the Mount Washington Valley, much like Henry, and then dispersed around the country. And lots of famous climbers, Ed Webster, Jim Dunn, all these names within the climbing community, they're very well known out west and around the country. They all started here. And so Cathedral has a pretty interesting and unique history in U.S. climbing culture.
Yeah, and it seems like a obvious place to cut your teeth in climbing, because it is, we've got the trails, which we will be providing stewardship for with the funds for this. So it's relatively easy to access. You got a nice view. You got the nice climbing wall to work with. So it's all right there for your climbing starter package, I guess.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's technical, tricky climbing. So you learn to climb here, you can climb a lot of different places.
All right, so this is Henry Barber giving a presentation, Cathedral Ledge Mecca. It's going to be this Friday, 6 o'clock, doors open. 7:15 will be the presentation at Tuckerman Brewing Company. There is a suggested donation to get in, and there is a mobile auction going on right now with the proceeds going to the trail stewardship at Cathedral Ledge. You can find and access that mobile auction by going to clmecca.givesmart.com. That's clmecca.givesmart.com. Johan, I want to get you in on this.
Yeah.
So why don't you explain a little bit about the trail stewardship at Cathedral Ledge and the upkeep of that?
So I work with an organization called the White Mountain Trail Collective. We are a local nonprofit agency, and our mission is to preserve the trails of the White Mountains and protect the legacy of trail work that has been going on here for over 100 years now. The Appalachian Mountain Club's professional trail crew has been in existence for 101 years this summer. This is kind of a cradle of trail work and forestry work here in the United States. And so this summer, one of our major projects is partnering with Mike and the Access Fund to do a major renovation and rebuild at the base of Cathedral Ledge between Toe Crack and the Saigons. We're bringing in crews from the Access Fund, so one of their traveling conservation crews. We're bringing in crews from the Appalachian Mountain Club and possibly several other local and national organizations to do a pretty large project. You know, we're removing some wood, retaining wall structures, replacing them with rock, rebuilding a part of the trail, building up some belay areas and staging areas for climbers. It involves a lot of really technical highline rigging, so using mechanical machinery to pick rocks up and move them up and down slopes in and out of the woods. This project, I think we have a $100,000 budget for, which has been some in-kind donations from the Access Fund, fundraising that's been done by the collective, I think some grant money through the state parks organizations. So,
and with that comes a lot of people who come for the hiking, and then they also hit up the outlets and all other parts of the valley. So it ends up being a real big boost to the local economy in general.
Yeah, I mean, I've been coming to this valley for over 20 years to go climbing, and I've lived here off and on over that time, and it's always brought me back, and the climbing in this area has always been what was my draw.
Just give the collective a little bit more of a shout-out. They're actually, besides the Cathedral Edge project, they're working on several other trail projects in the valley this year, and so this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg in terms of the overall goals in the valley. If you want to touch on that.
So we have five major projects that are going on this summer. The Cathedral Edge project. We're also working on Glen Ellis Falls, which is one of the White Mountains' most traveled trails. It's at the top of Pinkham Notch, right at the big corner on Route 16. The trail as we know it today was built by the Conservation Corps. And so we're bringing in a partner organization, HistoriCorps out of Virginia, who's coming up to do some very specific training about how to work on Civilian Conservation Corps work so that we can replace in that style. We are also working with White Mountain NIMBA and Ride NOCO, working on two mountain bike projects here between Cranmore Mountain and Black Cap, and between the base of Cranmore and Hurricane Mountain Road, working on improving parking situations for mountain bikers. And then another trail from the top of Cranmore Mountain over to Black Cap Mountain, where right now it's a trail that is hiking up and down and biking up and down. So it sees a lot of use. We're working with a contractor, Knight Eyed, out of Vermont, to build a downhill trail that'll separate the downhill mountain bike traffic. And then we're going to have a crew roving through the valley this summer working on different projects on what we call level one maintenance, which is kind of your oil change for a trail, right? It's clearing the brush, cleaning the drainages, remarking the blazes, kind of making it the basics, the minimum amount of maintenance needed to keep a trail operating so it doesn't need larger renovation in the future.
All right. Well, it is Henry Barber, Cathedral Ledge Mecca, the presentation happening at Tuckerman Brewing Company this Friday. Doors open at 6, the presentation at 7:15. There is a suggested donation to get in, and there is a mobile auction going on right now, which we'll be wrapping up with that. clmecca.givesmart.com to access that mobile auction. Proceeds go to the trail stewardship at Cathedral Ledge. Mike and Johan, thank you so much for joining me.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.